Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal, and I'm here with the Reimagine Success podcast. So glad you were able to join today. Today, we'll be talking about networking and relationship building, because it's really important in any career, in any business, and also when you're working to reimagine success for yourself. I'm just going to recap our last podcast, which was on leadership. So if you're interested in tools and tips for becoming and being a great leader, awesome leader, revisit the last two podcasts because it was a part one and a part two. And if you recall, the crystal from the last one was leadership and learning are indispensable to each other. And that was a quote by John F. Kennedy. So for today, I'm going to say happy learning. We're going to continue to learn about developing ourselves. All right, now let's get to networking. Now, I know you've probably heard that word before, networking. In some ways, it's a buzzword in, it's a buzzword in the work community. It's a buzzword in business community. People throw around networking a lot. Or you may have been to a networking event. So let's just talk about what networking is and what exactly it means. So networking is the exchange of ideas and information among people with a common professional or special interest. And networking often begins with a single point of common ground. So there is often networking going on within businesses and amongst different businesses, competition, you know, businesses that are in competition of each other. And you can also network on a more personal level as well for your hobbies, interests, things of that nature. Professionals use networking to expand their circles of acquaintances, find out about job opportunities in their fields, and increase their awareness of news and trends in their fields or around the greater world. So networking can be a very powerful tool to use when you're trying to move to the next level, grow your business, expand or level up in your career. It can be an awesome tool to help you do that. But as anything, it does take some effort and intentionality to get it going. Just some more examples are business owners may network to develop relationships with people and companies that they may do business with in the future. And professional networking platforms provide an online location for people to engage with other professionals, join groups, post, and share information. So think of LinkedIn as a professional networking online platform. Many colleges and universities also provide opportunities for alumni to network with one another. And actually, for all those who are on Facebook, Facebook started off as the Facebook, and it was for college students to get to learn the faces of other college students who they were on campus with when they first got to school as a freshman. I actually remember going to college myself at Carnegie Mellon University. And when I got there as a freshman, they gave us an actual paperback, like hardcover book. It was a small little pamphlet size, but a book with the faces of all the new freshmen in the book with their names and I think their majors. And so that was given to us so that we could start to learn each other within our class and within our majors. And it was an actual book. But like I said, the Facebook, they took that idea and put it online. And the rest is history, of course. So anyway, but that is another networking online platform that people use more so socially now. So those are some examples of why we network and platforms and ways to do it. Now I'm going to give tips on how to network effectively. So let's move on to those tips. Oh, but I forgot. Let me share the crystal of the day for today. The crystal of the day is everyone should build their network before they need it. So if you think about that crystal for today, your network, it's important to have if you're trying to grow and expand in your business, in your life, in your knowledge. So before you want to do that, it's good to have people, the people around you to help you do that, help you gain the knowledge, help you learn about job opportunities, help you get sales contacts. So it's important to go ahead and start building your network. And honestly, we all have a network already. It could include family, friends, coworkers, but it's good to grow that network so you can expand and move beyond just your network with opportunities and business relationships. So it's important to go ahead and continue to build that network before you need it for the next thing. So you might be looking for a job next year. It's good to have a good network now so that when that time comes, when you're ready, you can start asking around, hey, do you know of any opportunities in this field that I'm interested in? Let me know if your company's hiring, or within your company, are there opportunities that I can go ahead and hire for? So networking is key to have those relationships built before you actually need it. And they say that about being online as well. Before you need it, build the network, build the relationships, build the community. So let's talk about these tips now. So the first tip that I have is attend new events. So you may go to the same events with the same people all the time. Attend something new, something that you're interested in. If it's within your company or business, maybe you can attend a different department's event or go to a conference. Those are all ways to meet new people in your specific field or in your interest area. So don't be afraid to attend new events. Don't be afraid to travel to attend new events so that you can reach new people, new markets. And so that's one way to start to grow your network. Just to piggyback on that, I will also say attend classes as well. Any new classes or classes within your field, that's a great way. You know, you may have a class in your local area that you can attend that might be attended by people in other companies from yours or other businesses. Attend those, and that's a great way to meet people. So new events, new classes can all help you start to expand your network. Now, this one seems very basic, number two, but some people like to just stay in their comfort zone. But talk to new people at these events. So don't just talk to the people you already know. Reach out, talk to new people, you know, meet others, get to know them kind of on a personal level, you know, if you can, where you're from, about your family. So talk to others at these events. And then number three, piggybacks on that one, share contact information or social media info. So get their contacts. People used to share business cards. It's kind of more old fashioned now, but that's a fine way to do it. You can share a business card if they have them. If not, obviously you can put their number in your phone or get their, business email contact, social media contact. So make sure you share contact info, and that helps you continue to develop the relationship and, keep it growing and maintain the relationship. Number four is create authentic relationships. So the way you do that is really to get to know the person on a personal level. You know, you can talk about the work and whatever subject brought you together. That's a very important topic. But also ask them questions, not too personal, but, you know, their family, likes, dislikes. Just get to know them so you can just build a real friendship with that person. And that'll go a long way, creating these authentic relationships, because everyone knows, can spot someone when they're fake, when they just want something from you or want you to buy something. So be genuine and authentic, and that'll make it a lot easier and a lot more natural. Now, number five is be confident in you. So confidence is key. Sometimes you can be in a new event, a new place, a new class, feel nervous and not confident, feel unsure of yourself. But just realize that everything you bring to the table is authentically you, and it's very special and important for your presence to be there. So don't be ashamed to bring that to the table and just be confident in yourself and what you know and what you share. And that'll make the conversation less awkward. You know, it'll also help everyone feel more comfortable, including yourself. So just work on being confident if that's something that you struggle with. Easier said than done, of course. But for some, it comes more naturally. The next one is stay connected. As I mentioned, number three was to share contact info with the person. And that's so that you can do number six, stay connected. So if you meet someone in a conference or a class, once you get back to your respective businesses or homes, you know, after a day or two, you can send an email or send a message, text, whatever, saying it was nice to meet you, enjoy that conversation, you know, look forward to talking to you again soon. Something very simple, and that'll keep you at the top of mind, because they probably have talked to other people, you've talked to other people in those events, but it'll help you stay at the top of mind for them. And then, of course, you can always, depending on the relationship, follow that up with asking to meet up for lunch or something like that. I noticed just in my job, vendors always want to meet up for lunch so that they can start to build relationships. So that's one way to do it. Lunch, coffee, something simple so that you can meet up again, stay connected, and then converse on the topics that y'all are interested in and share information. It's all about information sharing. So, you know, do that periodically. Do that, you know, a month or two after y'all met just to reconnect. And then you can also just have a simple phone conversation again as well, where you can just talk on the phone. You may not meet up, but just say, hey, how are you doing? Just checking in with you and have a short conversation. So there are definitely ways that you can stay connected. And then once again, there's always levels to this. You can also just text or email back and forth some too. So there's definitely many levels and ways to stay connected. So just be sure that you pick one and do it. The next one is number seven, help others in your network. So yes, of course you want to do information gathering and learn from them so that it can benefit you, but you want to also benefit them. These relationships should benefit both people in the relationship, not just one. So you can do that by, of course, you sharing tips, ideas, and helping others in their network. They may be looking for a job and there's an opening at your company, or you may have your own business and you're looking for someone to do a certain job. There are ways to help each other across your network. So be sure to help others in your network, help those that you meet. And that will be reciprocated, as they will help you when the time is right as well. So the final tip that I have, number eight, is revisit old connections. So definitely check in, you know, maybe many months or years past. Be sure to revisit the old connections. You can give a call out of the blue and say, hey, what's going on? Just thought about you. There's nothing wrong with that. Or shoot them a text or email as well, saying the same thing. So just be sure to stay in touch, revisit old connections. Now, it may feel like a lot, depending on how many connections you've made, but you can always prioritize. There may be a few that you feel more connected with. And so just make sure to maintain those relationships. I mean, if you meet 100 people, you're probably going to have a hard time keeping track and staying in touch with all of them very, very consistently. But you can, you know, pick the top few that you feel like you have a connection with and nurture those relationships. Relationships are key. Relationships are key in your business life, in your personal life, and life period. We were designed and made to be in relationship with each other and commune with each other. So networking is just a function from that, helping each other to succeed and reimagine success, of course. So this is my podcast for today, Reimagine Success. I'm so glad that you were able to listen. And if you want to connect with me and reach out to me, you can check me out on social media, Instagram, LinkedIn, and TikTok, all at Melanie Crystal. So you can find me at Melanie Crystal, and Crystal is K-R-Y-S-T-L-E. And look forward to connecting with you all. Be safe. And before I go, I'm going to share that crystal one more time, the crystal of the day. Everyone should build their network before they need it. So happy network building, happy relationship building. And I look forward to talking to you on the next podcast. This is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success Podcast. Bye.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.